more of CJAD's Holder Overnight on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. An artist in San Francisco has pressing matters to attend to. He wants to hear back from the people who have his T-shirts. Chris Solars launched a project in 1999 where he created four T-shirts that were intended to travel around the world, and he would track their journey. Each wearer would pass along the shirt to someone new after washing it, and also send Solars the story of where the shirt is now. How's he doing? Well, let's find out. Chris Solars is on the line with us right now. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm currently at Bard College in their MFA program on the Hudson River in New York.
Okay, so you're not in San Francisco right now. You're not too far from us, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I'm just downriver.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with this idea with the T-shirts back in 1999?
Well, I just wanted to think about. I had worked with some T-shirt stuff before, but I wanted to create an object or a thing that could be shared by like a group of people, and that the function and the name of the object would actually be ingrained into the instructions of what it was.
Now, we should mention the website, which is www.theshirtthatgetsaround.com, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
And you had this idea in 1999. You got these four T-shirts. What happened to the four T-shirts?
Well, one ended up traveling to Japan. One traveled from Sweden to Norway to Germany, and then I didn't hear from it after that. And then one went to, one stayed in San Francisco, and one went to Texas. And overall, that was about everything I could get out of those. They're still out there, and I actually ran into one of them again, the one in San Francisco. One person has decided to kind of hold on to it and still take it out and about, and it gets around, but only on him.
Yeah. Now, how do you find out, how do the T-shirts leave you in the first place? Like the one you mentioned in Japan, how did it get there, and what's the story?
Well, for example, there's another one that just ended up in Japan, and I handed one off to my friend Brian, who then in turn was in this art show in France, and he was traveling, so he brought the shirt with him and gave it to someone else, who then was another artist, just happened to be. And they were traveling around Bulgaria and stuff, and then ended up going to Japan on a trip and decided they wanted to bring the shirt with them and leave it there.
What does the T-shirt actually look like? Although people can go to your site and see it, but yeah, describe it for our listeners.
Yeah, it's a white T-shirt, and it has red cuffs on the sleeves and on the collar, and then on the left chest, the shirt that gets around is embroidered in a circle over the left chest.
Okay. And there are instructions with the shirt?
Yeah, there's a shirt tag that's sewed into the shirt that provides instructions on what to do with the shirt. And it says, basically, I've worn the shirt and passed it on. Please do the same. Send pictures and stories to the website. And also, please wash.
Okay. So you're hoping each person washes the shirt, takes the pictures, sends you information, and then passes it along.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you have any idea, for instance, the one that you have the most information on, how many different hands has it been through?
Well, I think shirt 5 has been through several different hands. It went from me to my friend Hector, to this guy Prav, who went to London, who then went to India on a shoot on a film, and then it traveled with him till he gave it to this couple, Mirjam and Frank, in the Bay of Bengal, and then they gave it to another, like a scuba diving woman from Belgium, who then gave it to this guy Alex, who's a German guy who was scuba diving. He ran it through a ritual of throwing painted balls in Calcutta, and then he washed the shirt after it was covered in paint. He shaved his hair because it was totally covered in paint, and then he gave the shirt to someone that went to Norway.
Now, have you actually kept in contact with these people beyond them having the shirt? In other words, have you got new friends out of this now?
A little bit, yeah. I've emailed some of the people from time to time and had simple conversations with them and stuff. And it's nice because it's like a unifying kind of element to all these different people that I would never have met if it hadn't been for the shirt that I wore once.
Are you hoping at some point to actually get the shirt or any one of the shirts? You have four out there right now?
There's four original from 99.
Okay.
And then there's another group of 10, and 8 of those have been released. The eighth one was released to my just recently released to my friend Sharif, who's going to visit his family in Palestine this summer,
okay,
in the Middle East. But those are about the shirts that are out there. I do have a group of three shirts which are kid size, which I'm going to give to my mother, who's a teacher in rural Maine, to kind of work on a project with her in terms of passing them on from kids to kids.
Okay. Now, obviously, you can't wear the kids' T-shirt, but all the adult ones, have you worn all of those before they're sent out?
I've personally worn every shirt that has gone out there. I've worn it and put it on and taken it off and given it to somebody.
Okay.
And hopefully, at someday, I would like to just keep the information gathering on the website just to keep generating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, maybe, you know, it would be great to be able to bring a lot of the people together at some point, if possible.
What kind of attention have you been getting because of the shirts and the website?
Well, I've had some random people email me and say, like, oh, can I come and get a shirt from you? And some people, one person said they wanted to order a bulk of the shirts to sell in a store or something, and which is kind of a strange way of dealing with a communal shirt that's free.
I mentioned in the introduction that you are an artist. What kind of artist are you?
Well, I guess I take a lot of like everyday kind of elements and try to make a lot of twists on them to provide like new light in terms of how to look at things. And like a T-shirt that you would just wear in a normal way, there would be a twist on that to then be shared communally. I've done some other projects where I've been I've made an outfit where I've been a whole pile of trash, and I lay as a pile of trash, and I slowly get up and walk around and then lay back down as a pile of trash. I've also done a piece where I've been I edited myself into a Bjorn Borg match against. I edited myself in as Bjorn Borg's alter female ego in a tennis skirt playing against him, where his female alter ego ends up beating him in the end in the U.S. Open, which he never won.
We are talking to Chris Solars here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJ8800, the website, the shirt that gets around.com. I noticed in looking at some of the pictures on the website, you seem to have this ceremony that goes that takes place. It's a picture of you, or in some cases, somebody else in the T-shirt, and then another picture with them without the T-shirt on. I guess it's the taking of the T-shirt off and sort of like passing the torch. Is that the plan you want for the shirt and the pictures you get?
Yeah, but that's my initial plan for me passing on the shirt as like a gesture, and then later on it's up to the viewers. Like, it's kind of nice just seeing the shirt in random situations around the world. And sometimes there are more photos of people passing it on to someone else, which is fun too.
How about media attention? Have you gotten a lot of that?
I was recently on the radio in Atlanta today, which was Wednesday, and then I guess it has been featured in this magazine called Black Book Magazine in the front, written by Joe McTang, and as a small article in that magazine as well.
Are you surprised by the attention that you're getting for the T-shirts?
Yeah, I am. I'm amazed that it actually came through another friend who did a website called ElFornia.com. It's basically ElFornia.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a link to the shirt on there where he had this whole town called ElFornia, California, that was in between two counties in California, which kind of exists and kind of doesn't exist for people.
Okay.
Where there's these artists and residents working on things there, and there's a whole history there. And he had a links page on that website where he's like the docent, and he put the website on my shirt that gets around on there, and that's how people started getting in contact with me from these other organizations.
Now, we mentioned off the top that you're actually in upstate New York, going to Bard College. What are you taking there?
I'm actually studying sculpture in the sculpture program there, but their program here is an independent program where it's painting, sculpture, film, video, writing, and music and sound. So it's very interdisciplinary, and you share and meet with all these faculty and students from all these departments at once for 3 summers.
You sent the shirts out. They're going to and traveling with ordinary people. Have you ever thought of getting it in the hand of a politician, let's say?
Yeah, I would consider doing that. I'm also curious if I was going to do that, I would have to have more random shirts at the same time to kind of balance out that. And I guess part of it is it's the people's shirt, so to speak, and to have it interact with a politician, so to speak. I think it would. I don't want to play party favorites in any way with it. I'd rather have it be the people's communal shirt that is given around. And if it came across that way, then I'd accept it if the shirt came to somebody like that. But I'd like to see if it would travel on its own to these individuals first.
How big do you think this can get? I mean, you started out with 4. You're sending out another 10. Where do you see this going down the road?
I'd like to kind of keep going, like every couple of years, make another set of 10 shirts to keep going, and just having them continually distributed and passed on between everybody. In an ideal state, I would love to have some people working with me to keep the updates on the website going on a continuous basis and free things up so it became its own kind of self-contained project where everyone is contributing to it.
Now, you mentioned your mom is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
What did she think of this idea when you first started this back in 1999? Obviously, she's on board if she's going to take some kid-sized ones off to where she's going.
Yeah. She's in rural Maine, so as a teacher, she's been teaching at Sedgwick Elementary School for quite some time. And she's always been really supportive of these ideas, and she basically gets a big hoot out of whatever I do. She really gets a good laugh out of all. But she really appreciates the gestures that come from the work as well.
It's good to see the pictures on the website, but do you ever hope one of these days, I don't know, you're watching television, maybe the Pope is making a speech in Rome or something, and you look out in the crowd and you actually see somebody in your T-shirt?
Yeah, I would. Those situations would be the ultimate for me in ways that, yeah. That would you're completely right on target with what I would hope in terms of these things being involved in different situations around the world and people participating in different events and then sharing it back into this website or these people sharing these shirts together.
Sort of like the Where's Waldo of shirts.
Exactly. The universal team uniform or something.
The website, again, is www.theshirtthatgetsaround.com. It's put together by Chris Solars. And Chris, I thank you very, very much for being on the program with us this evening.
Thank you so much. I had a great time with you tonight.
News is next here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800.